What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast. I'm your man, Syph.
Jaina.
And what's up, baby?
Life. Always life.
Yeah, life, huh?
And death.
Yeah, so we just go get straight into the shits, huh? That's what we doing? That's what we're doing.
Thank you.
By the way, we are recording tonight in different vibes, ain't we?
I think so.
Positive vibes, positive vibes. Are you high and right?
I am high and right.
Yeah, we are definitely recording under different vibes because I turned on some of the black lighting in here tonight.
Yeah.
Hell yeah. You just got mad at me a little bit ago talking about my eye. Which eye, left or right?
I don't know, just the way you looked at me.
The way I looked at you, huh?
I was like, what?
Because you'd be full of shit, man.
It was I'm full of shit look. And I was like, wait a minute, no I'm not. Like, you're tripping.
Uh-huh. So let's go ahead and get into it since I'm tripping. Family update. Without getting too deep just yet. We got something that's going to come later on.
So. Let's see.
What's been happening this week? You ate a Popeye's chicken sandwich finally, huh?
I've never... No! And I'm not dumb enough to stand in line.
Oh, you stand in line.
I don't stand in line for no food.
Why people stand in line? Speaking of which, did you see
I
that
I thought it was yellow.
Did you see that white dude last week? Talking about fuck you niggers and all that shit in a Popeyes? Are you crazy, fool?
Oh, goodness.
Are you crazy?
I got
your ass whooped. And took a sandwich. Like, get the fuck out of here.
Goodness.
You stupid motherfucker. Anyway, sorry. That was a quick tangent.
I guess.
Hell yeah. thank you guys for tuning in to the Interracial Odd Couple Podcast.
Brought to you by
Popeye's Chicken
Sandwiches. Oh, Jesus. No. He doesn't need any either.
I don't need it. What you trying to say? Hold up. Are we body shaming a man? Shit, I'm damn near 40 years old. What you talking about? You talking about? I still look pretty damn good. I ain't weighed this light since high school.
I know. You're welcome.
Since fucking high school.
You're welcome.
Like, damn. Hey, that's some shit. Family update.
Everybody's doing okay. Driving me nuts as usual.
Well, that's what they supposed to do.
Oh, I hurt my back.
Yeah. So, your back is tore up.
So I'm kind of screwed on both aspects, my back and making sure I still do my duties.
Yeah.
So, yep.
Yeah. We went to the doctor the other day.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've been helping Poppy up.
Yeah, I change him and get him up.
Yep, and that shit is taking a toll on your back.
Put him down to bed, and so it hurts.
Yeah.
He's a big man. He's not little.
No. No, because we already talked about, this on a previous episode, too.
Yeah.
How tall is he when he was in his prime?
I think he's
6'4", 6'5".
6'4", 6'5".
Yeah, he's not a small dude.
No.
He got that height on you like, man, I wish you would, motherfucker.
Yeah. And 230 pounds.
Oh. Mm-hmm. 230 pounds. And that's actually a pretty good weight for his height, even though he's in his declining stages right now.
Right. No, I'm not saying.
I mean,
it's,
you took
just
like
a
10
big weight for me.
But you took 10 pounds off his feet. I mean, I'm just
saying. It's a big weight for me. Mm. And that's you know, I'm stronger than I think I am, for sure. But it's taking a real big toll on my already
well,
not
it depends
really
on
good
who,
back.
Yeah, that's true. But it also depends on who you ask.
What?
Because I know your strength.
Yeah.
I'll be like, oh, it's like that tonight? Oh, shit. Release a little.
I do get some He-Man strength from I don't know where. It's really funny.
Like I told you guys earlier this season, Angry White Girl Sex is back.
No, no.
We're going to go see Korn.
Oh, that's exciting. No. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
We're still calling for him.
No, you are.
Oh, me. Oh, Jesus.
Just remember, bronze skin and woolen hair. Just remember that.
Right. Oh, goodness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so, yeah. Where were we? I forgot this bitch. What's going on? Shit.
Oh, man, honey.
Fuck.
You got to pay attention here. You got to pay attention.
Man, maybe it's the lighting.
I'm about to pull the phone out so we can go ahead and do a little clip on this shit for the IG. Oh, shit, honey.
Yes.
Honey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't remember what we were just talking about. Honestly.
I don't know, my back.
Honestly.
That's good. Shits and giggles? No. No, wasn't it? Or was that prior shit? I don't know. Oh, fuck. I'll get
Hey, back listen, you needed this, and we both needed this, and we will go ahead and circle it back around later on.
Yeah.
Later on.
Oh, what else? Oh, I don't know. Papa's driving me nuts. As always, I got his drugs reduced, which I think was a bad idea, but a good idea.
You definitely
lit
a fire under him.
I don't want him comatose, but, you know, we lowered it.
Yeah, he's the one sicked out the green mohawk guy.
Right, so.
And got the split fingernails with the spars. Man, I'm still wondering what the hell that is.
What?
When it comes to the two colors, with the green and the...
Nothing. The girl had two colors and he had him paint them. There's nothing to the colors.
Yeah, but when I seen the black book, he also had the same two colors in his mohawk. I'm like, how did you do that?
He did it. Huh. He won it. That was last Christmas.
Yeah, I'm still thinking there's something significant about that. But
it
anyway.
It is not. It's just him and his weird ways.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Him and his weird ways, huh?
Yeah.
Speaking of weird ways.
Yeah, so. He was on 5 milligrams of psychosis meds for the hallucinations.
You know what they are off the top of your head?
I don't know.
For the listeners.
Some L fucking name. Mm. You know me and med names. I used to be a CMA.
Yeah, you did.
The funny thing about
And her me, titties used to look great running up and down the halls chasing after old people. They looked great.
Anyway.
I was like, look at all that. Just, my bad. All right. I'm sorry.
Yeah, whatever.
Hey, okay, man, I was just reminiscing a little bit. That's it.
Anyways, so the way, I don't know, I think I'm probably fucking dyslexic.
You're not dyslexic.
But I could read a word.
You were just
I could
raised
read
on
the
hooked
med
on
names.
Phonics.
Those med names are horrible. I'd read the med name, and I can read it just fine, say it just fine in my head, but when it would come out my mouth, man, everything would flip up. I'm like,
I'm aware.
What? And it wouldn't change. Mm-hmm. That's the word it would be.
Mm-hmm. And how you spell
that's
it.
That's how it comes out. So that's just, just it.
Yeah.
So, I can't tell you what the med name is. It starts with an L.
Yeah, you said it was some L shit.
If I read it, then I would know, but I haven't seen it on paper. They just tell me it, and then it goes in my ear, like, part way, and then just crumbles up. Mm. And then I'm like, huh? What?
Yeah, you listen like a dude, that's why.
What'd you say?
But, yeah.
But it was 5 milligrams, so we had him take it down to 2.5 milligrams.
Yeah, since his dosage has been lowered. Right.
5 milligrams, he was very comatose. I didn't get phone calls for days. I loved it.
Yeah.
But he
you brought that up, by
all
the way.
Day long.
Yeah.
And
he hated that shit because he's a go, go, go. Go, go, go kind of guy.
Right.
Same as you.
He'd sleep all day long. Mm-hmm. And he would drool and he was real slow.
And then you also talked about it too just recently. You said like, Regina, don't stare at me. Yeah. You definitely said that. Like, don't stare at me. I was like, oh, man.
So I got him to, went to the doctor, took him to the doctor, and we got it reduced to 2.5 milligrams.
And then all hell broke loose.
Oh, my God. The staff is plotting ways to kill him. Mm-hmm. They're still doing it, Gina. Mm. I don't know what I'm going to do. Mm. I'm not going to be here in the morning. Mm. You won't hear from me.
And then you was like, call me tomorrow.
Okay.
Like, come on, fam.
Oh, Jesus.
Man.
So I call the doctor and I'm like, okay, 5 milligrams is too much. 2.5 is not enough. What are you going to do? Do something. What is going on?
Well, what's in between 2.5 and 5?
Nothing.
So now like, that you can buy.
Fuck. I'm like, send out a new order, try something else, or put him back on Seroquel. So I'm like, okay, we'll put him back on Seroquel. He'll go with that. So we'll put him back on Seroquel, see what happens.
Well, that was, well, man, that's the only thing that scares me about the Seroquel is because when he fucked up with the Seroquel a few years back, that's what it just, man, it just spiraled out of control.
He went real all bad. The way to Ludovan. What he did was he didn't want to take the Seroquel anymore, so he just stopped cold turkey.
Because he didn't like how it made him feel, and that cold turkey aspect is not the way to go. Wow,
no. 24 hours, he went downhill fucking cuckoo.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
I'm like, oh my goodness, had to go to the psych ward. He's like, see those planes coming into the window?
Yeah, one of the main things he kept telling me is like, we got to get back to the ship. We got to get back to the ship. This was for listeners out here. We're in Wichita, Kansas, and this was at the hospital St. Joseph.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And man, he was tripping.
That psych ward in St. Joe is not cool. Mm-hmm. Mm-mm-mm. That's like the worst that can be of the worst.
At St. Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
Off of Harry Street. Across from Shanghai. Good food.
So then I get a phone call from the pharmacy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, would you like to pick it up?
Pick what up?
What?
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't think I can pick up some to the here, give it to him. Yeah. No. It goes to the home. I mean, I don't know. The doctor's supposed to back the home, and the home will take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I called the home. They were wacky, didn't call me back. So I don't know what's going on. But he says he's feeling great. He's going to find a way out of there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah. He's determined and bound to determine. Do you think he will succeed?
I don't think so. Because they wrote down that nobody can sign him out.
Right.
Only I can come in and sign him out. Not mom, not anybody, not nobody.
Well, people need to know this kind of information. They just do.
Because he just, he was calling Sedgwick County, transfer to get him out. And there's he calls me back. He said, they'll do it. Mm-hmm. Mom's like, no, they won't. And I'm like, I know they won't, but they told him they would then. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm calling Orchard Garden real fast, and I said, you tell him no. You tell him he can't be going anywhere unless I sign him out, okay?
Right.
Then here he goes calling. Did you call up here, Gina? No. No, I don't. Because think
he knows you. He knows his granddaughter just as much as he knows his daughter, just as much as he knows his son. This is why he's in the position that he's in. And it ain't your fault.
No, I'm stuck in the middle. Yeah. I'm so like, what do I do?
Ain't nothing you can do. Shit has already been cemented in stone. Right. While you were still swimming in your dad's balls, woman.
Right.
That's how it goes.
Oh, okay. Well, let's fast forward. So anyways, I figured, how do I say this? I don't know.
What do you mean? Oh, this is our platform. Talk your shit.
No, I'm going to talk my herbal shit. Okay, so people.
Damn, you switching it up like that?
I said fast forward.
Okay. Well, that's it for Gina's family update.
We'll have more update towards the end of some more other stuff.
Yes.
But, so fast forward. So, for a year, I have been doing my Queen of Hungry. My spray in my hair,
mm-hmm.
and I sprayed on my face.
And what is in Queen of Hungary? The particular plants?
I don't have
it. Speed this up, woman.
I don't have it in front of me, so I can't tell you what's all in there. But it's apple cider vinegar, and you have lots of different herbs for hair, for face, for, you know,
Lowry cleansing season salt.
For this. No, honey, dear. That I'm has just too kidding. Much fucking sugar in it.
Just kidding.
So,
25 grams to be exact. Whoops.
Yeah, I told you.
I've been knowing that.
Then why'd you buy it?
Because I was... Look, I wanted to put a little bit of the flavoring into the barbecue sauce that I made for the ribs last weekend that I smoked, and then that went into a fucking ball of flames and everything else that I wasn't trying to bring up, since you want to be funny about it. But yeah,
you Lowry's wanted still to bring, nostalgic. You brought it up. You brought Lowry's up. I'm like not getting I said, out of my face.
My weight, okay, so anyways. Like I said, my weight has been this. I haven't weighed this since high school, so we can cheat. That's why we could do that. We could have cheat meals. We could have cheat seasonings. But that's
processed sugar.
That's fine. Because we still need processed saturated sugars and fats.
We have tons of seasonings. I put tons of seasonings on everything.
I know.
Because I don't like the way food tastes. I just
put it in the sauce. That was it. If we're going to make our own barbecue sauce, that's what she said. Yeah, I
thought about that.
At the end of that, she was mad as fuck. Those ribs was fire, by the way.
Good.
And they should have been, because that whole damn grill went into a whole fucking ball of flames.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Whole fucking ball of flames. Yeah. You weren't here.
Next summer, we were going to make some barbecue sauce, and we will come up with our own recipe.
Now, that's the kind of shit brothers want to hear.
Ain't that exciting?
Yes, man.
I cannot wait. Especially what I got. Oh, the seeds that I got. Mm-hmm. Very cool seeds that I got. One, the ones that I won.
Yes.
One of them is...
Yes, the contest that you won.
I had to ask her because all it said was red cheese. And I'm like, what the fuck is a red cheese? And I'm right. Like, am I going to grow cheese? But I thought that came from milk.
Hey, you want to talk shit about me and laugh about the fact that I didn't know where fucking pickles came from. And you talking about, when do we grow cheese?
So anyways, well, I thought this...
As much as you've said over I don't the years know what that you want a cow.
You know what? I do want a cow. I do. I want my own cow.
Honey.
I will. Anyway,
so red cheese.
I will have my own cow.
Red cheese.
So is red cheese... We will get back to the Queen of Hungary in a moment. But the red cheese, and it is the goddamn pepper plant. The cutest little fucking thing ever. I am so excited to grow it.
And it looked like tomatoes to me. That's what I was saying.
Right. Well, it's like, I think it's like miniature bell pepper kind of plant. Or peppers.
Mm-hmm.
They're supposed to be sweet, so it's going to be probably really cool.
Probably goes great in ensalada.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make something great. Okay,
so what's the Queen of Hungary talking about? What's she doing?
Okay, so the Queen of Hungary, actually, they made it for her, if I remember the story right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was the first alcohol-based perfume in Europe. Primarily made with water given to a queen in order to help her headaches. Early and mid 17th century.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been around forever.
Help with headaches, huh?
Yeah, but we use it as like a toner for face and hair and whatnot.
Yeah, it sounded like something Caleb was mad about the other night.
What was he mad about?
He wasn't mad about it, but.
But anyway.
You got a headache all of a sudden?
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You was at Dave and Buster's.
Oh. What's her name? Yeah. I was like, what's she
doing? She got a headache, huh? All of a sudden. Women are still using that?
I mean, I guess. So. But anyways, the Queen of Hungary spray. Mm-hmm. I made it, and I've been making it for a year now, and using it. Religiously. I mean, as soon as you get out of the shower, you just spray it. Well, I ran out. And I ran out of my jars. So I'm like, oh shit, I have to make some. That means I gotta wait at least 2 weeks.
I was just literally thinking the Price is Right losing horn.
Right.
The way you were just looking at me in the sliding.
I was like, what the fuck was I thinking?
Uh-huh.
So I had to wait 2 weeks for me to for it to make your infuse and everything.
No, well, and macerate,
but macerate and everything.
All those words.
Yes. So, oh my God, in those 2 weeks, my hair was so horrible. It was frizzy. It was just, I don't know, didn't want to do anything right. Just extremely frizzy and flat and not fun. And
he was not feeling sexy whatsoever.
And
he just wasn't.
It was like,
I mean,
my
shit,
face.
I'm like, shit, you still got this. You still got what I need. Right. But yeah, hey, it's different when your woman don't feel a certain way. Men out there understand that.
My
real
face,
men is like, yo, man,
face
I mean,
was
yeah.
all weird, breaking out all over. I'm like, what the fuck? And this was like in less than 48 hours after I stopped taking it. Or stopped spraying.
Stopped spraying it. Because
ran
you
out.
Ran out. Yeah.
Man, I ain't going to run out again. Fuck that.
You're not going to run out no more, baby?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Speaking of which, I need that foot cream. What's up?
It's up there in the thing.
Hey, okay, cool.
It's anyway, ready for you.
All right. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome. yes, I'm never gonna, never go without.
Yeah.
If you guys want to know how to make
because
it,
you did
hit me
love,
up.
You did
if
love
you just
how
want
it changed.
Me to send it to you, yeah. Hit me up.
Gina's Herbal Kitchen.
Yes, I'll
yeah.
send you some.
But you know what? I could tell that you definitely love the volume and everything else.
I think
that
shit gives
you. Was looking like a Vidal Sassoon commercial
right.
back in the day. Like
that shit gives you volume. That
maybe
is just
it's
like
Maybelline.
Out there.
I was like, damn, man, you got some Negro texture back in your shit.
I know. I mean, if I don't have, I mean, it was crazy not having it. And also, because it also helps, like, since I have the my homemade shampoo that I'm using.
Yeah, that you've been working on constructing.
Right. Which I'm actually going to. I'm going to be out of the peppermint stuff soon. Mm-hmm. So what I'm going to do instead is I'm going to make my own soap and put it in it instead of using the Dr. Bonner's or whatever that is.
Dr. Bonner, yeah.
Yeah. So.
That's the shit that we got from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really good shit. But I want to use... try and use actual soap that I make. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to
Yeah, because you've been working diligently and hard on even just the face soaps and the body soaps and everything mm-hmm. else that you've been doing.
Yeah.
I don't see why you couldn't do it.
Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try it and see how it goes and go from there.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's fun.
You having fun?
Oh, yeah, I do it. And I don't have much time, though.
Yeah.
It sucks.
And a lot of us don't in this world right now. I mean, we don't.
I was one-eyed open, wanting to go to bed so bad. I was like, I just want to go lay down.
And then you were just obsessed
like,
on it. Well, I
no.
can't get that out of my head until I get it done.
Well, because I wouldn't have had any shampoo for the morning, so I was like, I got to make this.
Exactly.
And I'm like, I want to go to bed so
exactly.
bad.
Exactly.
So I was up at night getting it made, and I'm like, okay. Then I made, what else did I make while I was doing that?
I don't know, because
I strained my...
when I got up in the morning, I was like, man, what the hell kind of chemistry set action did she have going on here?
I just left it. I was like, I'm tired. Fuck it. I'm like, it's still there.
I
have not been
that.
Home. I'm not home.
Yeah,
so it's
man.
Like, ooh. But,
because you're too busy taking care of everybody else thinking you got Alzheimer's.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
I do have.
No, you don't. I do. Anyway.
I swear I do. I swear it.
No, you don't.
Yeah.
You don't.
I swear it. So, yeah, but that's
you going to say
cool.
hi to the people in this lighting while we're recording right now? I'm panning around to you right now.
Is that okay?
The braces is glistening.
I bet they are.
That grill, that Paul Wall action going on.
They hurting. They hurting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You almost done, though.
Yes, almost done. Yeah. No, probably not.
Get that camera out of my motherfucking face.
I'm not almost done. I probably have another fucking year. Don't lie to yourself. Maybe two if I fuck up some more. I don't know.
How are you fucking this up?
I don't know.
By not leaving your bands in tonight?
No, not yet. That whole last 6 weeks, I don't remember if it was 4 weeks or 6 weeks the last time. I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But
it was 6 weeks.
He wanted those bands. He's like, those bands, you got to wear 22 hours. I can't even keep them in 2 hours. That shit was so fucking painful. Man. I was like, it'd be 2 hours at a time and then 4 or 5 hour break and then 2 hours. Oh, man. And I was like, okay, well, I'll do this when I'm sleeping. I was like, well,
and then that I'll still, sleep that through shit anything. Still didn't work.
Right?
No, you don't sleep.
I sleep through anything, right?
Through that pain. Mm-mm. Not at all.
Nope. That Mm-mm. pain was shooting through my head.
And I'm a light sleeper, ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a light sleeper. So every time she moves or wakes up, I'm up. And I'm looking at her on the back of her head with that Superman X-ray vision. At least that's the way you try to define it for the last few years. It's like, man, I can just feel your eyes beaming on the back of my head.
And I'm like, I'm not even doing anything.
I'm like, yes, the fuck you are. I'm not. You're doing too much. Stop snoring. Be quiet. And why'd you fart?
What happens in my sleep does stays not count. Stays in my sleep.
Miss, we're going to Vegas. What happens in Vegas?
Yeah. I guess we're staying
stays
there.
Stays in the bedroom, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, Stanley Steamers are still alive with your ass.
I guess.
I'm just kidding, babe.
Dear Lord. I can't.
I can't with you still. Yeah. We still going to carry on episode 26?
Right. All right. Well, I got to get going here, so.
Yeah, you got to get going here soon?
Yeah, I got to get haircuts. Going on.
Haircuts.
And any last minute stuff.
Haircuts, really?
Yeah.
Haircuts. You don't need no haircuts.
I'm just getting a trim.
You just getting your layers. Get layered. Layered.
I tell them layered.
Tell them motherfuckers I do said tell you them need layered. A layer, man.
And then they just like, I don't know what they do. They don't layer. I'm like, okay.
With that whole
I thought
new
I want to layer this way. I want to layer this way.
Listen, with that whole new spray that you got going on right
look
now.
Look at me funny.
Yeah, with that whole new spray you got going on right now, honey.
Yeah.
Hell yeah, man. You said you would never run out again, and that shit gave you all kind of Negro volume.
Yep.
On top of my Negro volume. Yeah. Pumps in a bump. Anyway. Yeah.
So, one funny thing that I do want to say. Mm-hmm. Okay. What the fuck, Wichita?
And what happened in Wichita this week?
So, they announced our baseball team name.
They did?
Yes, they announced it last night at 6 p.m. Where were you?
Where do you think I was? In bed, not smelling your farts. It was peaceful.
All right.
No, what's the name? It ain't Wingnuts anymore?
Our baseball team?
Yeah.
It's a AAA, I think it's AAA team or something like that.
Man, all right. You already fucking this up.
So, anyways, they're called Wichita Wind Surge.
Wind Surge?
Oh, my God.
Wind Surge.
And it's got a Pegasus. I swear it does.
The logo?
Yes. Oh, the man. Logo is
let me see it.
For it.
I want to see this. This is hilarious.
So.
The Wichita Wind Surge?
Yeah.
What the fuck are we talking about right now? Not you. I'm just talking like, yo, what? Wichita Wind Surge.
Hey, Wichita, are you ready for baseball? Well, we're ready for Wichita. He led the jumbo shrimp with 14 homers and 66 RBI.
If you guys want to watch this video, it's on the Wichita Eagle on Facebook. They really made a fucking event out of this bullshit.
Oh, and it was invite only.
I'm already done. I get with this shit. Oh, what the fuck? And they decided on Wichita wind surge.
Everybody's pissed. They're like, great, we're a fucking fart. I'm like, oh, goodness.
That was totally unintentional, by the way, ladies and gentlemen. Totally unintentional. Maybe this episode needs to be just called Fart. Nah, man. Anyway, yeah. Wichita Eagle, if you want to watch that video, is there. I know we're on time constraints, as always.
They're going to have fart jokes galore. Mm. Yep, it's pretty bad.
Wichita wins. Brought to you by On the Border.
All the AAA team names are bizarre, strange, weird. It could be worse, Wichita.
What you mean it could be worse? Oh, man. Wichita is worse.
That's horrible.
Damn it, man. We do have to throw one question in here before we get out of here, honey.
Yes.
Because I was talking to the homie DJ Grand Wiz on Facebook.
Oh, yes.
James Brittingham. What's up, bro?
Yes, hello.
Shout out to him. We got a track, me and Bloody Hands, formerly known as Bloody Hands, Big Chevy Block. We do have the what song, honey? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Yes, it was called the Courtesy Remix because it was a courtesy challenge off of the Royce 5'9 and DJ Premier's first album.
Yep.
Prime. And yeah, he did his damn thing on that. If you want to check it out, yeah, it's on COTV on YouTube. COTV, Sci-Fi Omni TV. Mm-hmm. Anyway, the question that he posed a few days ago cracked me up. And I threw just a fucking answer in there just to see what was going to go on as a litmus test. And he said, should a man still date if he's broke and struggling? What do you think about that? Should a man still date if he's broke and struggling? Or you could, even for a woman, should a woman still date if she's broke
honestly,
and struggling?
I would say no.
Why?
If you're with somebody at the time, then you both struggle together and you both get through it.
That's not the question, though.
But if you're by yourself, why do you want to bring, you know, more, I don't know.
More baggage?
Yeah. To all your struggles of already.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, get you prioritized, get you loved, get you right, get you happy so you can rise up and get going, and then that person will come along. The right one will come along, because the wrong one's going to come along when you're down in the first place.
And that's what I actually answered with since you said that. I agree with you 100%. All the way 100%. Because the one thing that I did respond with is, you are who you attract.
Exactly.
And I didn't give it a chance to, you know, actually sit back and break it down over Facebook. Because, you know, I hate Facebook. I hate the fuck out of Facebook. But the reason why I said that was because whether you're down, whether you're this and whether you're that, and you're struggling and you're going through certain things, if you are looking for companionship during those dark days and dark times in your life, that's what you're going to attract. And so if that's what you're attracting at the time and you're looking to bounce out of that, so to speak, and that person is still there in that same space, and when you're supposed to be focusing on yourself and prioritizing yourself, like you said, prioritizing yourself and making sure that you got your own shit together. I get it. People want to bust nuts. We are human beings. We all have sexual desires. We all got to do what we got to do when it comes to that, too.
That's what one night stands are for. That's what your hand is for. That's what movies are for. That's what all these other things are for.
All these smart devices are for. All of that shit. That's what all of that shit is for.
Isn't that what Tinder is?
But
hook up, fuck up, let's fuck in the bathroom. I think that's what's on the commercial.
Snapchat, all that shit. All that. TikTok is getting ready to do his little run here in a little bit. All that shit. Anyway, but the whole point of the matter is, the reason why I said that was because of the certain circumstances that you might be in at that time. But if you are diving into that circumstance and trying to get back out of it, and you're working on getting yourself together and getting your shit together, I think it's a bad idea too. I really do think it's a bad idea. If you're going through dark times and heavy times, and if you're just lusting versus over love and companionship and looking for a relationship, which are things that you should never look for, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
You can't actually look for those kind of things. They just happen. Chemistry just happens.
Yeah. If you're not looking, the right person comes along anyways.
Yeah. That's pretty much what happened to me.
Makes you...
That's what happened to me. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's definitely what happened to me because I wasn't looking. At which I'm not trying to sound like a hypocrite when I say this, because it does sound hypocritical when I say this, because mm-hmm. I was going through a dark time.
Yes.
I was in a bad place. Mm-hmm. I was so not mentally prepared, emotionally prepared, or any of those things when you and I crossed paths.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't there. And yeah, I wasn't broke, but I was struggling.
Mm-hmm.
But when we were going through certain times in our relationship together, mm-hmm. 10 years deep now,
yeah.
I did have times where I was broke and struggling.
Mm-hmm.
And it did kind of filter into our relationship. It definitely did.
It did. And we had to overcome it and figure out the ways to do that.
Because, you know me, and I've always said that, because, you know, male ego. There's always a male ego. It's like, I'm always used to having the money.
Mm-hmm.
I'm always used to already having it. Like, whatever you need, I got it. Whatever you need, I got it. And when I didn't have it,
mm-hmm.
and I was going through still the residuals of everything else that's been going on, you know, with my personal situations mm-hmm. that we have together, it was just like, man, it was hard. It was tough. It was definitely tough. And, you know, the male ego, once you start to finally figure out that, you know what, money ain't everything.
Nope.
You start to really look at yourself as a man.
Mm-hmm.
You start to really, and probably, sure, for women too.
Mm-hmm.
For women too. But it just takes a certain transition for that to happen. It takes certain humbling experiences for that to happen. Because it's definitely important. So shout out to James, because I did ask him if we was able to use that question on our podcast this week.
Thank you, James.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, definitely. I hate to end a podcast like this. I definitely hate to end a podcast like this, but there's been a lot of sad news this week. It's been a lot of sad news this week. Last week, we lost Pops. That shit still hits me a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
It still does. With John Witherspoon, still mm-hmm. hits me a certain way. Of course, people that do know and have been paying attention to the news, just a few weeks ago, we lost to Tatiana Jefferson in Texas. She got innocently killed on a wellness check. Her father died mm-hmm. just earlier this week. Marquise mm-hmm. Jefferson died of a heart attack.
Oh, goodness.
So, yeah, dying of a broken heart is definitely real.
Mm-hmm.
It is definitely real. And that was really sad. And that really hit me a certain way when I seen that news this week. It definitely hit me a certain way. Man, so still, you know, condolences and salutations to the family, the Jeffersons. That was sad news to see that her dad passed away that way. That was pretty sad. Rest in peace to Badass. You know, he was a big part of the Dog Pound. West Coast legend. Died in police custody. They did say the foul play wasn't at play here.
Mm-hmm.
But rest in peace to Badass. Also, Lil Reese, as far as we know, he's still in critical condition. Chicago rapper, Chi-Town represent.
Mm-hmm.
That's where my roots come from. Chi-Town mm-hmm. all day, every day. Chi-Rack, Chicago, Illinois. Man, that was a crazy situation too. I mean, the car was being pursued. Gentleman gets out of the car and just starts shooting point blank right there in the intersection. And one of them hit him in his neck, and he's still in critical condition as of right now of recording time.
Wow.
Yeah, it's just a lot of sad news this week. We definitely had a school shooting too.
Mm-hmm.
In Santa Clarita, California. That's crazy. There's just a lot of craziness going on this week, but we definitely want to take this quick time out and most important time out to send our most... Man, this one hurt. This one hurt. Gina's nephew died this week. Her nephew. 14 years old, young. He was battling Down syndrome his whole life. Funny kid. Funny, funny kid. He was destined to be a comedian because he was funny. Definitely funny. Want to send a very special rest in power to Hayden Brown. Amazing, amazing spirit. He just emanated so much positivity that you couldn't help but just smile around him. You couldn't help but laugh around him. You couldn't help but just embrace the energy that he would exude. So awesome. So freaking awesome. This one definitely hurt. Definitely hurt. Especially coming off of just not even a month and a half ago of losing my grandmother. You know, the tail end of this year has been hard in the ILC household. We definitely appreciate you guys tuning in to us and listening to us. But it just hurts because I was just saying recently, you know, this time of year is hard for certain people that have lost certain loved ones and friends and family this time of year. But Hayden Brown was special. He was a staple in Mulvane, Kansas.
Yep.
Definitely a staple in Mulvane, Kansas.
Yes, he was.
And his older brother, Skyler, is the shit.
He's a good kid.
Everybody knows how family drama goes and how those things...
Wish us luck.
How those things go. But Hayden Brown was definitely, definitely a special soul. A special spirit, a special energy that I am privileged and proud to have actually been involved with. And, you know, all those things that it's hard to just put into words right now. Hard to put into words. So, definitely a special rest in power to Hayden Brown. We love you. We will miss you. You were and still are the man. You definitely are the man. So for everybody out there, if you still tuned into us right now, even though we were all over the place on this episode.
As always.
Even though we were all over the place on this episode, don't take your loved ones for granted. Don't take your close friends for granted. Don't take your family for granted. Don't take any of those things for granted, because it's easier said than done with the busy lifestyles that we all have and all the things that we're trying to achieve and all the goals that everybody has right now as creators and content creators and actually people just sitting back and divulging their, you know, some of their information out there on the internet and on podcasts and stuff like that. At the end of the day, none of that shit matters. What matters is the people that are closest to you, the people that you hold dear to your heart. They can be gone just that quick.
Mm-hmm.
Just that quick. So definitely a special rest in peace of Hayden Brown. Man, I'm going to miss you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm definitely going to miss you personally and love you. Anything else you want to send everybody off with, babe, as far as what's important in this life? It ain't the news, it ain't social media, it ain't none of this bullshit at the end of the day. It's really not.
Nope. Just forgive, love, and spread that love.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And endurance is that's just something tough to deal with, too. Mm-hmm. Learning how to endure.
Mm-hmm. I'm enduring this back pain.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
I know.
I got to get up.
Yeah. And I hate that we have to end the podcast this way, but it was definitely warranted. It's definitely personal for us. And that's what it should be. Hayden Brown, man. HB in the house. HB in the house. In the house. We hope everybody's had a great week. We hope everybody's having a great weekend. We are going to the services.
Mm-hmm.
And, man, it's going to be awesome, man. I got to find me an Oscar the Grouse t-shirt.
Yeah.
Got to find that. Definitely got to find that. So, everybody have a great weekend. Everybody have a great week. Thank you for tuning in to us. As always, you can find us on social media at interracial_ But none of that shit matters right now. It just doesn't. I mean, my heart is broken, too.
Just find us somewhere.
Yeah, you know where to find us at this point.
We'll link it.
Yeah, 27 weeks in. All right, go ahead and send everybody off, baby.
Have a good weekend.
Yep. High and right.
High and right.
Positive vibes.
Positive vibes.
Deuces.
Bye.